Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and yes, we do want answers. We've wanted answers for 50 years about the JFK assassination. A lot of people have done investigation, not the government. We have an official censorship, an official concealment still going on today. Never been more so than at this ceremony that's been devised by the current mayor of Dallas, Mayor Rawlings. And Alex is up there to protest the infringements on free speech. And they're trying to claim that this is what JFK would want. It is absolutely the opposite of what JFK wanted. I can hear you.
For a few minutes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We're back, Alex. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Okay, great. Yeah, they had me muted or something. I'm going to start calling you guys on the cell phone because I'm out of contact with you. I don't know. I was just talking for like 3 minutes. Nobody could hear me. But, yeah, we're out here, and I like that idea. Impeach Obama! Impeach Obama! Impeach Obama!
Right.
Impeach Obama! Impeach Obama! Impeach Obama! Impeach Obama! Arrest George W. Bush! Arrest George W. Bush! Arrest George W. Bush! Arrest the entire criminal cabal. Arrest all the globalists. Bring them in before grand juries. They've all committed treason under the New World Order against this country. And we are done with it. And we know they're staging false flags. And we're aware of what's going on. We're aware of what's happening. And we aren't standing for it anymore. Now, I want to go over here and talk to the police on a live feed, and I want to find out right now if the event's over, because supposedly, coming up, citizens are going to be able to go in there now they've had their little fake event. So let's go talk to them. David, again, you can take over for a minute here, but only about 30 seconds. I want to talk to the people at the network. I want to talk to them,
See
if technically they're able to hear me.
Sure, I've got it. You know, we have Mayor Rawlings standing up there telling us, and we have the official story from David McCullough.
Yeah, I really want to talk to the guys at the studio. That's all I want to do, off air.
Okay, am I live here, guys?
Okay, I just want to be able to talk to them. You can do the show, David.
All right.
I want to talk to them.
Got it. Well, you know, Mayor Rawlings is there. They have their little dog and pony show. They've got David McCullough from PBS telling us what the JFK administration was about. But we have JFK's words. We know what he said. We know that he believed that secrecy was repugnant. And listen to what he had to say. He said, no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, that would include people like Mayor Rawlings in Dallas. He said, none of these people, anybody, civilian, military, high or low, should interpret my words as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. We have facts that we deserve to know. We need to know, even if it was mistakes. We don't believe it was mistakes. A lot of investigation has been done, but we need to know what happened there. And a lot of people have tried to get at that. We still have a lot of classified documents we've not been allowed to see, but for 50 years they've been covering up this assassination. And now they've pushed everybody blocks and blocks away from their official ceremony where they pretend to honor the legacy of JFK. But we know what he stood for. We know what he stood against. And that's what we're standing against right now. Alex, you ready to come back? Is he back? Does he want to talk? Okay, I think he's still preparing things. Okay, he's coming back online.
I told you that. All right, guys, sorry, I just lost connection to the network. They're doing a great job. A few technical difficulties, but this is real media out here in the trenches with all these great citizens standing up to the First Amendment. This is so incredibly historical, and we salute everyone that's out here. It's simply amazing, and I'm told from our IT folks that we crashed the YouTube. We had 1 million viewers on Ustream, and it crashed.
We take it down.
1 million viewers on Ustream. Well, I got 3 million when we covered.
Okay.
When we had
we're going to be right back. You can catch us live right here on the radio. We'll be back.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and we have Alex live in Dallas at the JFK commemoration of the 50th anniversary of his assassination. And what we see there is a dramatic contrast between the secretive and closed society that JFK opposed on every issue, every speech that he gave. He was against the kind of secrecy and censorship that we see happening in Dallas. And we see a contrast between the controlled ceremony, the controlled media, and the authentic media. And right now we've got Alex on the square with the crowds. Alex?
We confirmed, thank you, we confirmed by Lewis there at the office who does a lot of the social network stuff, and he's got screenshots of it. We're going to do an article of it later. 1 million continual viewers on Ustream alone, and then they had to turn our channel off, I guess because of bandwidth. We have some backup channels right now that we've got, but Ustream, that's like when we sent Watson and Aaron Dykes to Switzerland 2 years ago. They had 3.5 million viewers over the 2 days. It's like you hit that zeitgeist. Of course, we have on the regular radio audience 3 million a day, and that's great. They're the folks that help us do everything. And it's key, but they're the choir.
It's when we go out. I mean, I don't know if drugsreport.com or what happened. As I'm out here on the street, I don't know how we got a million on Ustream. Like NASA barely gets that, you know, when they're like landing on Mars or something and use Ustream. So we need to get a hold of Ustream. We have the owner's name. He's a fan. It must have been, it probably had a setting in there. I don't think he would turn it off on us. We need to call him and get that stream with a million people on it simultaneously. People tuning in and out. I mean, that would have been tens of millions. Imagine the mainstream media can't even get a few million viewers for their average channel. Nationally, internationally. We're here with 3 million listening on the radio over the next 3 hours. 3 million listening a day on average. 15 million a week. This is so exciting, and all of you are out here. It is amazing. And meanwhile, it looks like they've ended the ceremony, so I'm going to try to find some police here so that I can find out exactly what's going on. Hey, officers, how you doing? I need to talk to whoever's in charge. It was a sergeant earlier. Can you guys tell me who's in charge? Oh, well, none of the police will talk to me. I want to make that clear because I'm out here just doing this. The crowds have left. We're now here. The police run from us. And I guess they've been told not to talk to anybody. And so I know they're up there watching us, wanting to know what we're doing. We're wanting to talk to you. That's what we want. And we're wondering, the crowds have all left. I mean, I thought this went to 2:30, and then they were going to let our group in to Dealey Plaza. But if it's already over, and while I'm still live on air, I want to be able to go back on air. Now, I'm probably going to get the silent treatment when I get over here, but I forget his name. It was Sergeant something. It was a black guy. He said he would arrest me if I used a bullhorn when I'm over here up against the fence, which is not my plan to interrupt the ceremony, because then the media would spin that against us. I probably should have interrupted it. It's immoral to let them sit up there and lie and do this, but I didn't want to fall into the trap, so I was not even intending to do that. And so now I'm here. And the memorial looks like it's over. Like the Jumbotron's gone. And, I mean, that's all she wrote. So I'm just going to try to find out. I mean, I'm on 104.1. I know the police are all listening. I want to know when we're going to be allowed into the deal so I can find out what's going on. Hi, guys. Can I talk to the public affairs person or whoever it is? Because they told us when it was over we could go in there. That's been in the news. And in about 30 minutes, they said there's a ceremony. We're asking the best place to go in, sir. How you doing?
Good. Right now, you can't go in. And right now, I'm in charge, so.
Sure, sir. What's your name, officer?
Lieutenant Pendleton.
Thanks for your help.
Okay, well, when will we get told, and where do we go in?
That I'm not sure, but for right now, you cannot go in.
But it is over now.
Hang on 1 second. That's my fault.
Okay, right up there. Just, I mean, come on, man. The thing's over. We need to go in. They told us, the police department told us a week ago when we called them, that after it was over at 2, we could go in, and we could go in at 2:30 into the main thing for a moment of silence. COPA threatened a lawsuit. It's been in the Dallas Morning News. You guys know about that. So it says on the cell phone, just listen to 104.1. I know you're up there listening. You can hear exactly what we want to do. So we just want to lead our people in there now, so that we can then go back to the hotel and eat lunch. So we can get this done early. It'll be good. You guys can go eat lunch. We will leave after you let us go in there and talk for 20 minutes. Anyway, syndicated radio broadcast. We're up here at the line. He's coming back. Looks like he might tell us something. Oh, there's the guy. No, that's not him. Anyways. Well, yeah, he told him not to let us in because he doesn't know what to do yet. Just go read the newspaper. They already said we could come in when it's over. No. They can't. Anyways, we're here broadcasting live. The thing's already over. It'll just take the bureaucracy a while to figure out what's going on. David Knight, give us your take on all this.
How creepy is that, Alex? They won't talk to you. Our public servants won't talk, but they just watch and listen for the most part. You did get one guy saying you can't go anywhere. You can't go in. You got to be kept out of there, I guess, until they get the royalty out.
I hear you.
Yeah, Mayor Rawlings and his prestigious group of elite, there's little 25 people, they got to get out of there first.
Absolutely. Well, you're doing a great job up there, and I just want to say that because the team has all done such a great job. This has been kind of crazy and Keystone Cop with us as well, but it's what reality looks like.
Yeah.
And we're just out here trying to cover the story and becoming the story. Total gonzo journalism. It's over. The crowds have basically 95% left. There's almost no one here now, and we are still locked out of it, even though there were lawsuits that were filed, but then they withdrew them and they promised that after the ceremonies we would be let in. By 2 o'clock, technically, they said it was over, but so we still have time to be let in, but it's over. Might as well be let in now. But I don't want to obsess over that all day. What do you make, David, of a million people on our one Ustream account, not to mention the 3 million radio listeners? I mean, we are the dominant media now. And so
that's right. They don't want a controlled dog and pony show. You know, just as Anthony Gucciardi pointed out, they can't even pull that off. They keep losing the audio feed. But nobody's interested in this controlled bunch of speeches and songs and the Dallas Symphony Orchestra playing. They want to know what's really going on. The real story here is how they're censoring free speech, how they're controlling debate, how they're trying to silence everybody, how they're caging people into free speech zones. This is something they've been doing at political conventions for the last couple of presidential elections, and it's absolutely disgusting. The ACLU's got lawsuits outstanding about this. They put people in cages at the presidential nominating conventions, and this is happening now everywhere, and it's absolutely disgusting, and people want to see this live. That's why they're flooding Ustream. That's why they're crashing Ustream.
That's right, because they can't get the real feed anywhere else.
That's right.
And by the way, I know we've got a million plus people visit Infowars.com a day, but I wonder why that one stream went over a million, and now we're told over a million at one time. I mean, is the MightyDrudgeReport.com linking to us? I wonder if that's what did it. It is just amazing.
No, there's no link from Drudge right now. That's without a link from Drudge.
So it's just organically, just through Infowars and the radio audience, all of that happened. I just lost my feed. Okay, I'm good. I'm still on. Great. In fact, guys, let my audio guy in here with me. Thank you so much. Great job.
You know, Alex, people are starved for information that isn't controlled. As we said yesterday, controlled speech is not free speech. People want authenticity. They want real news. They want to see what's happening on the street. What's happening on the street is how the ordinary people, how the public is being caged and kept out, how the debate about what happened, the investigation about what happened, 50 years later, is still being silenced, is still being
set aside. Well, that's right. You just made the point. That's why we had a million people watching on Ustream until it went down. That's why we have 3 million listeners a day. I'm not even that good. It's that everybody else is sold out. Everybody else takes orders. Everybody else lets them tell you, Obamacare's free. And then it's not free, it doubles the prices, and they go, shut up, conspiracy theorist. I mean, we're living in a total and complete fantasy land, and the BS and the lies does not work anymore, and that's why we're here broadcasting live worldwide on AM and FM stations across the United States. And, you know, I don't have an affiliate in Dallas anymore. The 10,000 watt we have for about 4 years changed formats. We're about to get a new station in Dallas, but that's why we rolled in with a micro transmitter to cover about a 10-mile area, was so that we could point out that the people can take action against tyranny. 104.1, that, by the way, is not interfering with any commercial stations. We picked the only clear frequency that's there. And that's a whole other issue. About 10 years ago or 11 years ago, they passed a law that there were all these extra frequencies for translators that were supposed to go to community groups and other things. They didn't. They all went as like repeaters for big establishment stations. And so that's why it's more important than ever that we keep the Internet free and alive, because as the real alternative media rises and crushes the establishment, they are moving in with systems to try to censor it. SOPA and CISPA and the cybersecurity legislation, all the rest of it, that even CBS News admits is Internet killing. But the people have a taste for freedom now. They have a taste for alternative information. And they've decided the alternative is now the choice and is now dominant. And the dinosaur media is scared to death. They know we have a bigger audience than them on average. They know they can't shut us up. They know we're waking up. And they know Americans will come out in the rain for the First Amendment and free speech that our forebears fought for. And we salute you for being here. We are here to promote the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We are here to promote basic liberty. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we have been told that we're supposed to be able to go in there when the event is over, and this is now basically the beginnings of a betrayal of that. Of course, what did they do when the people dropped the lawsuit? They said you can come in after the event, and then now it's over, and now we're not being let in. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we've already talked to police that have talked to the others. They're obviously trying to talk to some bureaucrat or trying to talk to the mayor who thinks he can micromanage everything on the planet. And now we're sitting out here in the rain, not allowed to go in there and point out the junk.
The last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports Dr. documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
He's bound it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's a cold, rainy day in Dallas on this 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. And Alex Jones is there live confronting the lies and the conspiracies that have been going on now, the cover-ups, for 50 years. Alex?
And we're here, and what the court said and the agreement was that once it was over, they'd let us into the main area. And then at 2:30, we can go into the ceremony and have our own ceremony. But the local police don't even know what we're talking about. So we're all standing out here in the rain. I just want to salute all the people that are here standing in the rain. I want to salute you all for standing in the rain for the First Amendment and for the basic liberty and freedom of this country. And we have an agreement with the city that when the ceremony is over, we can get into the main area and then at 2:30 into the actual internal area. And we'd like, under the First Amendment, for the people in the city to do what they said they'd do and just let us get over there so we can get under shelter and then go do our own memorial so we can then get back out of the rain. If not, we can just stay here. That's fine, too. The point is that we came here for the First Amendment. I wasn't going to come to Dallas, even though it's my hometown, for the 50th anniversary, because everybody I know knows that criminal elements of the government killed John F. Kennedy and then killed his brother and killed Martin Luther King. But the bottom line here is that when I heard the mayor, and actually saw him on national TV, saying, we're going to have a classy event. No conspiracy people. A conspiracy person is someone that doesn't believe known certified liars and that knows how to use their own brain. You know, when we said that Obamacare was written to double your premiums and kick people off, we read the bill, we got called conspiracy theorists. I got called that on MSNBC, and it all came true because I was reading the bill. Okay, if reading a bill means I'm a conspiracy theorist, that's great. The system is discredited because they've been caught lying so much. And that's why we're now here today to reclaim the First Amendment. We are now here today to let the establishment know that we are awake and aware of what's going on and that we will not relinquish any of the Bill of Rights or Constitution. Ever. Never. We will never relinquish any of it. Not the first, not the second, not the fourth, the fifth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, the tenth. We're not giving any of it back. Hey, how about we get rid of the other part of the Bill of Rights that ended slavery? You know, because they're getting rid of everything else. This is insane, and we're here as a real civil rights movement reclaiming the right of free speech, and we stood up to the mayor and his attempts to block free speech. And I know that the Dallas police also didn't energetically follow the unconstitutional orders, so that's good. Their children might grow up in a halfway free country. We are all here to promote the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We are here to keep basic American freedom alive. And again, salute the crowd that has been standing in the rain. You are awesome! Freedom! 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 Freedom!
Freedom! Freedom! Freedom! Freedom! Freedom! Freedom! Freedom! Freedom! Freedom! Freedom! Freedom!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting live for the 50th anniversary of JFK in Dallas, Texas, if you just joined us. And we have absolutely just massive viewership, readership, and folks tuning into the radio right now. Every one of our barometers, every one of our gauges just shows masses of new people coming to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are fighting on every single front. We are fighting for basic human dignity here, and this is so historic what's happening right now. And I got to say, I mean, it absolutely blew up, and the mayor and this local CIA Dallas folks totally blew up in their face on every front. Absolute victory against this tyranny. And I just, again, everybody out there, I just keep thanking people. This has been awesome. And it makes me proud to be an American here today to know that we're out here in the rain with the greatest of liberty lovers defending the First Amendment. I mean, it all begins with the First Amendment, because without that, you have nothing. Look at Tiananmen Square. David Knight, I know you're taking us out to break, but just look at this feed here of us, of these great folks out here in the rain.
It's pretty cool there, isn't it? I hear it's 35 degrees, and you've got a large crowd of people standing in the rain to assert their First Amendment rights. That's really commendable.
That's what we're doing, David.
Yeah, that's really commendable. You know, it's amazing to see how the city of Dallas and how the American government has turned liberty and freedom on its head. When we come back right after the break, I'm going to give you a quote from JFK. It's something that he said about the Soviet Union, but I want you to listen carefully to it and think if it doesn't sound more like a description of our current government, of our current NSA, of our current administration that assassinates people around the world with drones. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 21st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,242.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,288.12, $644.06 for a half ounce, or $322.03 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,288.12, $644.06, and $322.03.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and this is the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. Alex is live in a freezing cold and rainy Dallas. He's exercising his First Amendment rights, and they've just been led into an area where they're going to, they've held him out for the entire day. Now they've opened up the gates and they're walking in. But just before the break, I told you I was going to come back with a quote from JFK, and I want you to listen to this quote. And I want you to keep in mind that this was said about the Soviet Union at the time of JFK, but I want you to think about the NSA. I want you to think about the secretive FISA court. I want you to think about the Obama assassinations and listen to what he said about the Soviet Union at that time. Ask yourself if that doesn't apply today to our government. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. Is that our government today, 50 years after JFK was assassinated? I think so. Alex, you're getting in now, right?
Well said. No. They're gonna. That's what they originally said with the court. We're let in here at after the thing. Then we're let in there with at 2:30. It doesn't matter. There's nothing to see anyways. So now we're here. That's great.
Public so streets and free speech.
Romanesque Praetorian, the maneuver. Anyways, at least you got warmed up though, huh? Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're here. The mainstream corporate whore media, state-run media. The state-run media. Here's over here, Jacobson. Good job, Jacobson. Anyways, the point is that we're out here, and I'm kind of all over the map because it's crazy. I got a lot I want to say about the state-run media. But I'm sure the head cop let us in. They probably didn't know we were coming over. That's why they're all freaking out. Anyways, Leanne McAdoo, you haven't said a lot today as you're over there all snuggled in, freezing. What do you make of the day?
I think it's been a great victory. All these people, nobody's putting up with this, and they don't know what to think of it. And also, I felt like I was watching, like, Gotham City when the mayor was talking. He was like, we're amazing here in Dallas, and we've changed a lot in the last 50 years. And it made it all about Dallas. JFK wasn't the president of Dallas. He was the president of the United States of America. Ugh. That's all I got to say about that.
Very, very well said, Leanne. Very, very good. This is very, very exciting. Oh, look, we have the Federal Protective Service here to keep the empty stands safe from the citizens. There's some corporate state-run media in there that is so royal that they have Federal Protective Services there to literally wipe their booties because they are completely royal. You know, the Queen of England actually has a groom of the stool. And I'm serious. The Queen of England. And I think all citizens of America should live like they do in North Korea, and that it should be the law that the federal government is God and that we wipe the hind end of anyone that is in the federal government. We already basically pay for their whole life and everything they do. So I think we should actually chop our children's heads off and spray their blood directly into the mouths of the feds to fatten the vampires even quicker. Of course, I'm being sarcastic before the New York Times runs that as a headline and a story. But we're here. And this is very, very successful. And then we got to find the culpa, folks. We're going to go in there at 2:30, right? Okay, well, where are they? Because they're the ones we're supposed to be doing this with. We can just get this over with. That is a mustache. Oh, my God. That guy is a rock star right there. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that looks like a fake mustache. That's so good. I mean, that is spectacular. I mean, it's like the Russian czar. Oh, come on over here. You know you want to show it off. That's why you got it. I mean, that is spectacular. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting live and worldwide here. And I got a little dingy, a little goofy. I haven't been getting a lot of sleep. Because outside the hotel, there's a whole train depot. It's not noisy during the day, but at night, all they do is ding, 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 and go back and forth. Leanne, you were telling me you haven't been getting much sleep.
No, not a lot. We have a great view. It's a spectacular view, but the train station is mighty loud at night.
Ding, 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 especially at about 3 in the morning. Again, it is so awesome to be out here with all of you. Hey, let's walk around to the front and get a better view over here. Come on. This is awesome. Again, David Knight, I'm about to get over here. I'm going to bullhorn some here in just a minute. But well, hold on. Oh, we can't go over there? Oh, I get it. Well, never mind. I thought that was open. Well, soon we'll be able to go do something.
Isn't it great to have a free press and free speech, Alex?
Oh, yeah, exactly what Kenny was talking about. All right, I'll go back down this way. Come on, let's go. Everybody, we're not going to do this much longer. We just had to show everybody that, you know, we're not going to let them take over and not let us have free speech, and that's good. We've exercised it. It's been very successful. And most of the establishment media has already done their news pieces. I wanted to be nice and not do this to you, but I'll try to shoot it over your heads. Here we go. You state-run media in there are a joke. And people are awake and aware of what you're doing.
Yeah!
We are sick and tired of your propaganda and all of your garbage, and we are aware of what you're doing, and we have more viewers and listeners today than any of your biggest stations by themselves. And there's more real media rising up all the time because people are hungry for the truth. The people are hungry for reality. They're hungry for choice. They don't want to be spoon-fed. That's why people fought back in the old Soviet Union and spoke out. And that's what we're doing. We're not letting you turn America by every yardstick into an authoritarian, oppressive system. And I want to salute the real independent media, not just here but worldwide, exposing the fact that John F. Kennedy was murdered by a conspiracy of criminals within the federal government and offshore banks to turn America into a system that can be extracted and enslaved, in the words of MSNBC former host Dylan Radigan. John F. Kennedy was murdered here 50 years ago today. His body wasn't even cold right now 50 years ago today. And we are here to expose the reality of what went on here. And then they killed Martin Luther King. They killed RFK. They killed his brother. This is the reality, and that's why we're here standing up for free speech and standing against the 50-year establishment lie that one man killed John F. Kennedy here in Dallas 50 years ago. I officially declare the lie that a lone gunman killed Kennedy dead. You're fraud. And the empire that you wanted to build globally off the blood, sweat, and tears of Americans is collapsing. This corporate empire has been at the expense of the American people and other people around the world. It is hurting our country, hurting our name, and we declare your new world order is dead. Your world government is falling. You can't just call us conspiracy theorists anymore and have us just shut up. The people know the truth, and we know we got a First Amendment, and we know we got a Tenth Amendment, and we know we got a Fourth Amendment, and we know the NSA. I used to tell folks how the NSA was spying, exactly how they were doing it. 16 years ago, it was all declassified. Was it secret? How they set it all up. They had to fund it. They had to pass laws to get it that were unconstitutional, and they would call me a conspiracy theorist. Now nobody's laughing. I exposed Obamacare by reading the legislation that would double your prices and kick people off, written by foreign insurance companies to rape America. They said I was a conspiracy theorist. Now it all came true because it was in the bill. All I do is research what's really going on and tell the truth. And we're here to take America back, and I salute you all for being here. Yeah! No more lies. No more lies. No more lies!
No more lies! No more lies! No more lies! No more lies! No more lies! No more lies! No more lies! No more lies! No more lies! No more lies! No more lies!
Dinosaur media is dead. 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 Dinosaur media is dead.
Yes.
Oh. They've got the reinforcements for the unruly crowd. Oh, my goodness. They're here. Dun, dun, dun. Oh. No, we're not booing. What? Why are there more police? Are we evil? Or is it the joke about that guy's mustache?
Time to leave.
Go. Hey, man, what are you doing?
Hey, they let us in here.
Oh, so videotape them.
All right, so it looks like they're pulling the police out and pushing everybody back. They're getting pretty tough.
Really, really.
For people who are listening to us live, they let them in, and now they've got the police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted by police. Hey, you got to get off my cord, man.
North Korean thugs. These are people who don't believe in the First Amendment.
You guys are engaging in tyranny.
Absolute disgusting. There it is, live. You can see it.
All right, I've literally had cops get up close where nobody could see and then start punching me in the stomach. And I want video of them because I'm going to... I need video. Listen,
yep.
Get me Josh because I want to videotape.
All right, they're punching Alex right now.
Literally sent guys wearing masks. This is a police state. Well, when the real revolution starts, yep, these guys are in trouble. Why did you guys let us in here to do that? Why did they let us in and then assault us? What the hell is it? Why did you let us in and then assault us? Hey, let's not leave you guys.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
Look, they're real. Look, they got a guy up against the fence. You guys.
Right, we're live in Dallas.
You guys are all going to get sued big time. You know that, right? We still on air?
Yep, we're still on air.
This is unbelievable. The police are punching people in the face. This is a Dallas police riot. Are we still on air, network?
Yes, you are.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The police are completely mentally ill and insane, and they just punched somebody. You guys, hey, when the real revolution kicks off, good luck. You're really asking for it. Go ahead.
Well, it is Dallas. It's where we shoot our presidents.
You guys are a bunch of coward punk wimps. Oh, listen, I want video of all these goons' faces.
Look at those fat pigs. Oh, look at that guy.
I want 400 the particular pounds, one. I want them
5
all.
5 feet tall.
Boy, I hope you guys enjoy this. It's all on tape. You guys are unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable thugism. Get back. We are going back. I saw you guys punch that guy in the face for no reason. Unbelievable. This is the criminality, ladies and gentlemen, of the government. They are so angry that we came over there. They said they were supposed to let us in, and they let us in, and then they assaulted us without even asking us to leave. This is unbelievable, and I'm telling you, we have proven the tyranny now. We have absolutely proven. I am so shocked by the thug goon cops they sent that aren't even police that literally wanted to attack Americans, literally wanted. And I'm telling you, I was so ready to. I mean,
oh, now for Josh.
This is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen.
See it.
All right, can you hear me, David Knight? I can now hear you.
I can see it. I can see it. I see him shoving Josh.
BS. You guys are a giant gang of whip punks. Hey, you bring your biggest goon cop out here, have him stand up against me. Huh? I guarantee you're a bunch of damn cowards. And I hope you enjoy the lawsuits you get. I'm telling you, this country's a bunch of authoritarian scum running it. We did absolutely nothing, and they got over here. My God, it was surreal when the police assaulted people. I saw them punch some guy in the face. They walked right up to me. At first, when they got below the camera, one of those idiots punched me, sucker punched me in the stomach, thinking I'd fall right over.
I saw it. They assaulted.
When they came up to me, knowing I'm the leader, and punched me in the stomach. But it wasn't even a big deal. I mean, what total wimps, man. The total, literal goon cops, tough guy cops. Huh?
Nothing but a gang.
The service is over for an hour, and then these goons show up and literally assault us. I'm going to go sit right over here for just a moment and regroup with everybody and get my video cameras and make sure. Do we still have feeds going out, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes, you do. Get pictures of their faces. Get pictures of their faces. Get the faces of these gang members here.
They would have started shooting us in Tiananmen Square. Would have started. I'm telling you, 1776 almost started right there. Because if we had started beating their ass, they're cowards, they'd have shot us. And I was literally thinking about when the cops walk over and one punches me in the stomach before they even started pushing. I literally thought right there, do we want 1776 to start? Because those cowards would have started shooting people, including children. Then they would have made crap up. I mean, those guys were a bunch of goons who thought they're, and it was a white guy, a short, big white guy walked up first, and he got right there, and he goes, pow, right in my stomach. Then they started pushing everybody. They wanted me. They wanted, and then they were shoving some guy's head in the wall. They got him cornered. They pushed a little girl.
Yes. They pushed the little girl. They pushed everybody.
Hey!
Bunch of thugs.
Hey, you guys really are looking for a fight, aren't you?
Yep.
Hey, stop! Stop violating the First Amendment! Oh, hey, you guys.
For those of you just joining, Alex and the demonstrators were allowed into this area, and they were standing around peacefully for about 10, 15 minutes. And then a bunch of thugs wearing cop uniforms came out and started punching people. All right, we're going to skip this break. We're going to keep going. This is a near riot as the police are pushing people out that they formerly let in.
Look at you.
You're not cops. You're thugs and pieces of crap.
Gangsters in uniform.
You didn't even ask us to leave. They started shoving people to stop. I'm going to stop on some cops.
This is why they call Dallas the city of hate.
Serious stuff over that street there. I want that big gorilla white guy that punched me in the stomach. Get over here. He's a wimp. He doesn't take his stuff off. I'll kick his ass. Come on. You're so tough. I guarantee you want to fight right now. Bunch of cowards. I'm going to find that guy. I got video of it.
What about the back in the box?
They're just waiting until we wear ourselves out. All they do is train to hurt America. All they do is train to dominate innocent people. All they do is train. It's a bunch of crap.
We're not going nowhere.
This is the biggest group of absolute wimp behavior I've ever seen.
1936.
Oh, this guy. Type of guys that love to have their spy on everybody.
Right, for those of you listening on the radio, this is
we're
Dallas.
We're putting you in our intelligence file.
This is Dallas, and they previously let Alex and the demonstrators in peacefully, and then they attacked them after they got him in. Another group of cops came out, started punching.
This is really getting out of control, folks. I gotta really think. I thought you were with the police. You were the police, buddy? Anyways, my whole point is that, can you hear me, David Knight?
Can hear you.
I gotta think about what I wanna do here, because I've almost gotten a fight like three times with the cops.
I think we got the fact. You were describing a guy that was really fat.
In the stomach. I literally have gotta get out of here. I'm gonna start. I mean, I just can't handle this anymore. This country is so screwed up, man. We got to really mourn for this nation. They're supposed to let us in. We go in. The head cop checks. Yeah, let him in. Some other cops said you weren't supposed to let him in. Then they come over. All these goons show up, and I go, no, wait, we don't know what they're here for. They walk up. They get in my face. And then one of them, before it all starts, goes, and hits me in the stomach. Then they start the pushing. They knew cameras couldn't get that. And then they're trying to make me hit them or get mad so they could do something. And it was all set up, all their little plan. They probably let us in so they could do that. Then when it wasn't enough, they came over here to start another fight with us.
They kept pushing us back. And why are they behind the line? Why were they behind the line? They kept pushing us back.
That's what they've been doing for 50 years in Dallas. To kind of cover up in your face thugs.
Over as well.
The little girl.
The little girl was on her dad's shoulders and they almost got trampled. She was crying. It broke my heart, man. She was scared to death.
Tell you, that's how it's going to start, like in V for Vendetta. If she'd have busted her head open or something, 1776 would have started. The globalists better back the hell off. They're a bunch of nuts. They're a bunch of criminals. I'm telling you, man, this country is that close, ladies and gentlemen. That close.
One more proof.
I saw him shoving some looked like a 5-year-old. I was crying on the ground. There. No
legal right. This little girl
is exactly what they've been training for, and we're the enemy.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're treating us just like we're the enemy, just like they've been taught. Hey, it's us.
There's a police brutality march that just joined us.
Kind of a rope-a-dope move to let everybody in, guys, say they're going to be allowed in, and then attack them.
I'm going to something here. I'm going to tell whoever called in that goon squad, you could have even told us to leave like we would have done, we would have left. It was shameful. and you guys are worse than North Korean thugs. I have seen the enemy, and you people are idiots, and the country is going to collapse, and believe me, the American people are going to bring you to justice. You all think you're invincible. You all think you all got it together. You are going to pay big time. I'll tell you right now, it was incredibly, disgustingly shameful that you guys tried to start a fight. You guys are total. You guys are total wimps. You guys are total wimps. I guarantee you, you got this job so you can pick on people. You think you're tough. Absolutely disgusting. It is. Keep videotaping. We need to get video. Get the live feed. I'm telling you right now, this is unbelievable. These cops want to physically attack us. They hate Americans. They hate anybody that doesn't work for their criminal mafia government. They absolutely think they're tough. They absolutely just think, I mean, when the revolution comes, man, you're deep crap. That's all I got to say right now. I tell you right now. And do all of this is just absolutely unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen.
These are the kind of gangster thugs that they want to give a monopoly of guns to.
There's a spy right there. Where's your gun?
Hey, is that the one that punched me in the stomach right there? Hey, are you the one that punched me in the stomach? Are you the one you think you're... Hey, give me your car. You want to meet me in some... Could you kick my ass off?
What's your name?
You guys got all your little balls. Put my ass up. I'll take you and 10 of your buddies off right now. Pull your fucking shirts off and see what happens. You are a coward who wants to punch people when you think you can get away with it. Are you the one? Get that sheriff deputy's badge number. I'm going to go check the tapes. You might even beat the rap, but you're not going
to
beat the ride, pal.
You have to.
I'm going to get your jet.
We are awake, and we know what's going on, and we're done. I have never seen such cowardly BS in my life to a nice, friendly crowd of people. I have never seen anything like this. This is directly out of Tiananmen Square. This is incredibly shameful.
Hey, guys, we've already
shown how screwed up this is and how the First Amendment's under attack. I think we need to leave now. Everybody get video of these guys so we can identify every one of them.
That's right. Take their pictures.
Yeah, we're getting it all.
Get their mug shots. They're nothing but a bunch of common criminals wearing a uniform.
Well, man, I couldn't believe it. We've already got it. We'll put it on the TV and then everybody will give it to us. It's a bicycle unit from the... Let me see it, Jacobson.
Hand me that.
I'm going to sue you for sure now. Oh, they're tough. That's why they go and that's why they go get a job where they can be in a gang. I don't need a gang. I can't believe. This is unbelievable. We already have his badge. We got it over there earlier. Anyways, man, this guy's unidentified right here. I'll tell you why you're a coward. If I punched you in the stomach right now, you and your goons would try to jump on me and break my back. That's how cowards operate. I mean, I can't imagine being that big of a wimp, man. I mean, I cannot imagine wanting to be... I mean, I'm not a bully. I just don't understand it. More like 3 million today. But look, you'll be able to find it all out. Document them all. I'm not even sure. I think he's the one.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.